I think it's when in the kindergarten or the primary school, the first time the teacher used all English to teach English to us. Because we are just born in Hong Kong and our mother tongue is Cantonese, we cannot understand all. That's why we just do nothing and put a big question mark on my head. That's the most memorable things.
And how about reading? Do you have some memorable reading experiences?
Reading, I really think no, because I'm a science student and there's not so many chance to read English book, or I really don't interest in reading English book. That's why I don't have a memorable things about readings.
Sometimes we think about reading just as books, so I want to show you a poster that I have here. And you can see on that there are different media, right?
Yes.
And you can read text in English in all these different formats. And when you look at that, perhaps, does that remind you that perhaps you read some of these
things? Oh, yeah, the newspaper. Yeah. Got the South China Morning Post. Most of the students in Hong Kong need to do the news cutting in both Chinese and English, something else. But we will do some trick on it. We will put the Chinese version first, and we understand all, and then we will cut down the South China Morning Post English essay, and then we write down some feelings or something else for the teacher's use.
Now, you're already working, and you work in the IT field, right?
Yes, correct.
So, looking at some of the young graduates and those people who are aspiring to work in the IT field, what would you tell them about the value of English in your field of work?
For example, just like my company is a Japanese-based company, and we are in the Hong Kong office. We need to face the customer from all over the world except Japanese. We do have from British, from Germany, from France as well. And English is the must. It's a must criteria for us to communicate with all the people in the world. And sometimes when our customer is from China as well, but our report also in English for them, although they don't understand, but we were just told, okay, it's fine for you to don't understand, because English is the only media we use in Hong Kong for communicate with our customer. Additional in Chinese or in Cantonese is a plus. That's our base.
Now, since you're graduated, you earn your own money, you have your own life, you have total freedom. So, are you using English outside of the workplace? I mean, is there a desire to want to use English perhaps when you travel or you're looking at something?
I do think yes. Outside work, for example, you read the internet news or something to communicate with the people overseas, you need to use English. That's why I do think it's a good thing for Hong Kong people to learn English in our teenagers' age. And at least we can understand, we can communicate with the others, and better than those Japanese.
So you mentioned that it's good to learn as a teenager, and then earlier you said that when you're in kindergarten there was like a big question mark. So when do you think is the best time to start learning another language?
You know, learning English is it really depends on the environment. That's why if in the kindergarten the teacher or teachers, the babysitter, they speak in English, it's also nice for you to at least you can pronounce, you know the alphabet and this good things. But if you talk about how can you understand the English grammar, the vocabularies, the meanings of the meanings behind line, and it needs to be some age, just like junior secondary or high level of primary. It's so difficult for the kindergarten guy or the primary school student to understand, oh, what is the meaning behind the story, do you know? That they cannot have the logic skills to do it.